For just about 6 years, Congress and the White House have been debating the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Now, parts of that pipeline are already built, but the final vision has oil running from Canada's tar sands, traveling south through the Midwest to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Well, taking his cue from environmental groups, President Obama so far has balked at the pipeline, saying it won't do much for U.S. jobs, but will put an enormous toll on the Earth's carbon load.
We're going to let the process play itself out. And one major determinant of whether we should approve a pipeline shipping Canadian oil to world markets, not to the United States, is does it contribute to the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change?
Meanwhile, proponents, and there are some Democrats in that group, see the pipeline as a job creator and another way to get the U.S. off of Mideast oil. Well, after losing the midterms, Senate Democrats are now ready to vote on Keystone. That vote is expected tomorrow, and they're also hoping it could save the dimming prospects of Democratic oil patch Senator Mary Landrieu, who's trying to survive a big runoff election next month in Louisiana, where the Keystone XL pipeline would end. Our next guest is the main sponsor of the Keystone Pipeline in the Senate, Republican North Dakota Senator John Hoeven. And he says that the Keystone Pipeline is necessary for U.S. energy security and that he's now within just a vote or two of those 60 votes he'll need to get Keystone to pass.
You've got to look at the bigger picture. Here's the reality. For us to have the kind of energy plan for this country that we want, where we're truly energy secure, meaning we produce energy from all different sources, and working with our closest friend and ally, Canada, we produce more than the amount of oil we consume, so we don't need to get it from the Middle East. And in order to do those things, which is absolutely possible and we're on our way, we need the infrastructure to move that product around the country, and that means adequate pipelines and rail and trucking roads. But we've got to have that infrastructure in the right mix in order to move energy safely and efficiently. And so the Keystone XL pipeline is an example of the kind of infrastructure we need to truly build the right energy plan for our country.
One of the arguments, as you know, Senator Hoeven, is that this oil from the tar sands in Canada, most of it doesn't stay for the domestic market, doesn't contribute to energy independence. It goes from Canada through the pipeline, ostensibly over our land, to our refinery, sure, but then just onto the world market.
Well, in actuality, if you look at the Department of Energy's report, you'll see that we do need more oil and that this oil will be utilized in the United States. And in addition, that we intend to put 100,000 barrels a day, for starters, into the pipeline from the oil fields in North Dakota and Montana, which is domestically produced light sweet Bakken crude. So that's not, your point is not correct. Some may be exported. Some will be used here instead of us using oil from the Middle East.
Now, there's still one major thing, of course, that stands between you and victory here. Well, two things. You mentioned you're close to that 60 votes. We'll see if you get that 60 votes. That may happen. If not, you'll get it in January, I'm sure. The president has still said that he's leaning against this. At least its spokesman said the White House takes a dim view of this vote, and you may get a veto here.
I think he will veto it. All along, I've thought, as I said, our pathway would be that to get to 60 votes, I'd need to bring my bill forward in the new Congress. Again, as you said, due to circumstances that relate to the race in Louisiana, now the bill's been brought up. We'll see if we get 60 in the Senate. We may. I think we may get 60 votes. We're very close. We'll see.
And if
we don't, though, we'll pass it after the first year. So we'll pass the bill.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though. I think the president will veto it. I mean, if you look at his comments earlier, he's held this project up for 6 years. You don't hold up a project for 6 years if you support it. So obviously he's tried to defeat it with endless delays. So I think he will veto it. But all along, I've anticipated that he likely would do that. So then what we'll have to do is bring it back and either include it in broader energy legislation or maybe attach it to an appropriations bill. And I think ultimately we'll be able to do one of those things and get the bill passed if we are not able to override his veto directly.
Now, Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, how far do you think Republicans should go in the new year You said attach it to an appropriations bill, and you and I both work in Washington, and these days, attaching anything to an appropriations bill causes all of us in the media to wonder if you're not courting a government shutdown. We've had fights over issues like this in the past. Immigration will be roiling, and everybody always asks, if controversial items are in appropriations measures, does that mean the possibility of a shutdown over this issue?
No, because we'll go back to regular order, as the Senate has traditionally had, and that was one of the things that Senator Reid changed. We'll go back to regular order. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, and that means we'll pass our appropriations bills in the committee, and then we'll bring those appropriations bills individually to the floor, and there's 12 of them. And so instead of ending up in the situation that we have been, where we're working on either a continuing resolution or an omnibus, kind of an all-or-nothing bill to keep the government funded,
yep,
we'll go through the proper regular order, pass those bills individually. Now, if there's something in one of those individual bills that we fight over with the president, that doesn't shut down the government.
Right. Only if there's a big omnibus or a shutdown scenario. You know, I'm going to let you go, Senator Hoeven, but, you know, it's Louisiana's not settled, but, you know, unfortunately, we're all looking at 2016 already, and so is the president. You know, President Obama is getting pretty close to lame duck territory here. I wonder if you don't think before in the new year, if you pass this again, before he vetoes it again, whether he consults with Senator Clinton, with Secretary Hillary Clinton again, about where she wants this thing to be if she's a nominee.
Well, I actually started working on this when I was governor, before I came to the Senate in 2011. At that time, it was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and I believe she was ready to approve the project. Now, again, she'll speak for herself, and we'll see. But I really do think that we have a very good chance to get this project next year, based on kind of the scenario I just ran through with you.
Years of wrangling, years of debate, an election, and still a runoff in Louisiana to go. Senator John Hoeven is Republican from North Dakota, has been probably the main proponent of the Keystone XL pipeline for all of those 6 years, on the cusp of getting it passed, or so it seems. Senator, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.